Almost 10,000 people were supported by the cross-border homeless charity DePaul last year. That includes 2,400 children. It was a year they describe as one of stark challenges but significant impact. And its 2024 report, Breaking the Homeless Cycle, Building Better Futures, highlights the rapid growth in the scale and the complexity of need. DePaul CEO David Carle joins us here in studio and we'll hear from him shortly. But first, let's hear from Flavia, a 37-year-old single mother. She spent the last 2 years in emergency accommodation in Dublin with her young son. She's about to move to her own rental property. And she's been telling our reporter, Barry Gallagher, about her experience.
I was in a relationship with my child's father. I ended up pregnant and then the relationship broke down. You know, so it was just kind of hard for me to kind of cope with rent and bills. And I wasn't working at that moment. I couldn't go back to work because I was... I don't have anybody to live him with. And then like the bills just kind of start piling up and to the point that I couldn't afford paying the rent anymore.
And from there, you made contact with DePaul. Can you tell me a little bit about your experience with them?
Basically, that's when they kind of found this place for me, you know, run by DePaul, actually. I had to come here and start from zero. They helped me loads here with medical cards and then found a child care for my child. At the beginning, it was part-time, then it was full-time. And once I got the full-time child care, that's when things got better because I could go back to work. Basically, now I'm with two jobs, getting back to my feet. My child is in child care. I also got a place recently. They helped me as well with the forms and stuff that you have to apply for. I got very emotional because like, you know, it's kind of after I've been here for 2 years. Basically, I just feel like I have my life back.
Ireland is currently in a housing crisis. Do you think enough is being done for families, for people who are currently facing homelessness, for children?
It's crazy that the housing crisis is like just mad the way it is. I feel like we're getting better, but I think there's lots to do yet. You know, I think, for example, like even thinking about single parents, basically, like it's a nightmare, not only homelessness, but you're talking about housing crisis and homelessness, but then all the things that are involved, you know, as well. So, for example, I'm a single mom. How can you navigate through? How can you get out of homelessness if you don't have like a place to put your child, you know, like a child care? You get caught in some situations and you really want to try to get out of there, but sometimes you just feel like you are trapped.
And that was Flavia talking to Barry Gallagher. David Carle, DePaul CEO, good morning. Thank you for coming in to us. Is Flavia's story a very good description of how you can fall into homelessness and how difficult it can be to climb out?
Flavia is a real good example of the thousands of families that, through no fault of their own, end up in situations that are unimaginable for many of us. We now have 5,000 children and thousands of households who in their wildest dreams never thought that they would end up in temporary accommodation. And our impact report this year very much, I suppose, highlights the incredible challenges that these families face and single people and couples as well. But also the huge amount of resilience and I think strength that people show to be able to climb out of the darkest situation.
You say in the report that you've supported 10,000 people. Flavia has outlined some of the supports that she gained through contact with you. But tell me about the support and how you support people.
Well, people come into us either through into our single hostels or family hostels, probably in a state of shock and trauma that they've actually found themselves in temporary accommodation. So there's an initial piece at the beginning in order to be able to, I suppose, calm people and say, look, you're in a place of safety now. You know, we're going to support you. Depending on what the issues are, we intervene immediately. And with the first question, how are you going to move out of temporary accommodation and how are you going to find your own home? And obviously, within the current kind of situation, that can be incredibly difficult. Flavia described there that she's been in temporary accommodation for over 2 years. And There are many, many families who are in that particular situation as well.
You're highlighting this complexity of need, you've called it.
The complexity of need can be in terms of, for some people, drug and alcohol difficulties. It can be mental health difficulties. They can be coming from situations of domestic violence or criminal justice perspectives. So from a point of view of us intervening, we assess what those issues are and try to kind of be able to intervene. But what we've actually noticed in the last, I suppose, couple of years, but particularly in the last year, is that these complexities are getting deeper and more complex. And it absolutely requires a renewed focus from government. I worry sometimes that we're becoming anaesthetised to these figures, and we now have almost like 16,000 people. We were in a situation 3 years ago, 4 years ago, where it was only 10. We need immediate action in order to be able to intervene.
Is everybody in crisis management mode as opposed to planning mode?
I think where we are in temporary accommodation, and we now provide 650 beds across the island, we're in a situation of posing the questions, where next? Where next? Where will the supply come from? We're also dependent on what part of the country that we're working in, and we're working in Cork, we're in Longford, we're in the southeast as well, and Dublin, of course.
The demands on your services are growing and growing all the time. Do you see any sign that government is beginning to break the back on this problem, to get on top of it?
Well, certainly there were steps taken last week, for instance, in terms of second-hand acquisitions for long-term families in homelessness. And obviously, government have set their particular targets, but more can be done. And where we particularly want to see action in is around, I think, an emergency intervention for families and children. I think it's absolutely possible to get those figures down in terms of 5,000 children. We can set ambitious targets for the end of the quarter of next year to lower those figures by 1,000.
By doing what?
Well, I think, one, the prevention of making sure that the tenant in situ scheme is funded properly, that any family who get notice to quit through the private rental sector are offered certainly a comprehensive assessment around their availability for tenant in situ. We also feel that we have a captured, trapped population of 5,000 children. We know where they are. We know where they are. And we absolutely need to be able to intervene with them from a HSE and TISLA perspective to make sure, from a child development, nutrition, health perspective, that they're being supported as well.
Right.
I think we can expand on the second-hand acquisition, and also as well we can prioritise families for social housing that's coming online.
All right, David Kyle, CEO of DePaul, thank you for coming into us this morning. It's 26 minutes past 7.